This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Rescuers on Tuesday were working to reach people under the rubble in three provinces hit hard by the devastating quakes that hit Turkey and Syria last week. The death toll from the magnitude 7.8 and 7.5 quakes that struck 9 hours apart last week is at more than 35,000 and was certain to increase as search teams find more bodies. Turkish television continued broadcasting rescues Tuesday as experts said the window to find survivors is closing. Police say a man suspected of a deadly shooting at Michigan State University on Monday has died. At a news conference, Deputy Chief Chris Rosman of Michigan State University Campus Police said a shooter killed three people and wounded five others.
This truly has been a nightmare that we are living tonight, but we have remained laser focused on the safety of our campus, our students, and the surrounding community.
The shooting is the latest in what has become a deadly new year in the United States. The Biden administration is justifying the decision to shoot down three unidentified objects. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the decision to take out the objects was based on what he calls the best interest of the American people. Kirby also denied Beijing's claims that the U.S. has been flying surveillance balloons over China. As for the source of the objects, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre went out of her way to address speculation of a close encounter of the third kind.
There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns.
Norman Hall, Washington.
This is VOA News.